All right, all right, all right. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Merry Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. And all that other good shit, man. Happy New Year's. Recording this on New Year's Eve. So when you get this, Happy New Year. Happy 2023. We are here. We made it together. Let's sing with cheer. I don't know. That's kind of corny, man. But nevertheless, you are tuned into the hottest podcast in the world for new music, Sunday Funday, Black Quarterback, Sick Fucks, and all that other ill shit. This is another edition of the Fresh Batch Stereo Podcast, brought to you by VTS Radio. I am the host with the motion boy, Cass, the good brother Cass, your uncle Cass, lover boy Cass, whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me after 10. My body be sore, my back be hurting, and I got to wake up mad early in the morning, so please be kind. What's going on, y'all? Been a couple of weeks. I've been resting. I've been on vacation. I've been home. And the show was supposed to come out on Friday. I just didn't have the content, really, man. I'd be fake caring, but, you know, it really be taking a lot for me to fake care about some of this shit. So I got some shit I'm going to fake care about with y'all this week. No new music for real. We're going to do a bunch of spotlight series or whatever. We're just going to spin back a bunch of good tunes, man. It's the end of the year. We're not working too hard. Nobody working too hard. It's Christmas Eve, man. Only person working hard right now is a bartender or a bottle girl. Hookah girls, too. Don't forget to tip your hookah girls. We do got some sick fucks. We're talking about some sick fucks this week. I do got a couple of things I'm fake caring about with you this week. We're going to do the year in review as far as my point of view for rap and R&B this year. Golly, 2022 blessed us in that regard. So I'm happy to come here and talk about some music that I was really happy to listen to. You know, I was enjoying some really good music this year. We're going to talk my Spotify, or really rather my Tidal wrap up. Tidal wrap up is whack as hell. They need to get their shit together. I'm going to Spotify this year. I would say next year, but this year, because y'all getting it. Whatever. Yo, man. Like I said, man, we got some old spotlight music we're going to do. But, of course, we're going to do the Fresh Batch Fridays contest, winner of the song I was most fucked with, most requested from last week. We're going to spin back and keep that funkiest moving rotation for y'all again this week. We're doing something a little bit different on the tail end of the show. Talk about that a little bit later on as we get there, because I don't want to talk too much. My head's starting to hurt. I want to roll this blunt. So let's get into the music, baby. First song dialed up for y'all this week on the Fresh Batch Stereo Podcast is an oldie but goodie. Like I said, we giving you nothing but the best, the creme de la creme of the show, man. This is Liza with Roller, and we'll be right back, baby, after this.
Truthfully, I don't think you're ready for me. You say they want me cause I'm out of reach. I don't need somebody to come just to leave me stay when it's easy. I need for your body to lie next to mine when I'm in the backseat. I hope you know if you hop in, we going down for a ride.
Time to say, just say one. like, cause girl, that's DJ Problem Child, like.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We are back. It's your boy, Cass. You tuned in to the Fresh Batch Stereo Podcast. And just now, you heard the first half of today's show with the sounds of Laza with Roller. Remember that track? I love that shit right there. Good Pussy by Aaliyah Kadir, another fan fave. And Ray Khalil, friend of the show and fan favorite, with Maria. Now, let me quickly get into what I'm fake caring about. Now, it took me a while to actually fake care about this shit, but y'all niggas just kept talking about it so goddamn much, and it hit the climax, and, you know, we doing all the Twitter reports. We got the live play-by-play from the reporters in the courtroom, and, of course, I'm talking about Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion, and Kelce. She's so goddamn famous now. She just goes by Kelce or whatever, so... What I'm fake caring about, Tory Lanez was found guilty on all charges in that 2020 shooting in which one Meg Thee Stallion was left injured with bullet fragments in her feet, nigga. All this back and forth about who did it, was it Kelce, was it Tory, Meg was fucking Tory, the baby, and whoever else was on the freshman cover that year. Did he say dance, bitch? Was he like, yah, yah, shooting at her feet? We don't know. We never will know, but we do know this, man. We do know this. They was trying to get her on some Professor Milgram shit, man, and that was nasty. I was real nasty, man. The girl got injured, and y'all just trying to play this, or would you fucking him, or would you fucking this person, or would you fucking that person, trying to fuck up her credibility, man. We do know that what took place was a gun was discharged, and that girl got hurt. And you niggas is nasty for making that the third or fourth most important part of the story. Nasty niggas. And you women too. I'm not letting y'all get off the hook. And then we had some who seen you had son that seen it all from the balcony. The balcony. And this man said that the short man was shooting everywhere and it looked like they was finna dump her in the river. I knew once that was the witness's testimony that this nigga Tory was fried. And what's crazy as fuck is that that was Tory's witness. So I don't know, man. Tory's father might be on some shit with this Rock Nation will crumble shit. Because it seems a little crazy that, you know, your own motherfucking witness will go and tell exactly... You know what the jury's gonna want to hear to put your ass in jail. I don't know. This is a little weird to me, but nevertheless, Tory was found guilty of reckless discharge of a firearm, assault with a firearm, and having a concealed firearm in a car. Guilty, guilty, guilty. You know, you gotta remember that Tory Lanez is a dangerous thug, nigga, and a Napoleon too. Remember that time he had sent out an open invite for anybody to diss him? And the nigga that dissed him got jumped. Tory and his niggas jumped the nigga that dissed him after he asked for that nigga to diss him. This nigga's a thug. Get him off the streets. Nah, I'm just playing. It is an unfortunate situation all the way around. But like I said, that girl got hurt that night. That gun went off. And somebody has to be held accountable. You can't just be, you know, tiptoeing around. You can't just be, you know, moving around that part of the story. That part has to be the focal point because that's the part that matters. That's the whole reason we're here. Understand? It's not about who was fucking who. All right. But, you know, whatever. He's probably going to get off some time off a pill because 23 years is kind of crazy. No one seriously got hurt. But, you know, listen, this is a lesson. Don't be flexing and doing all this other crazy shit like you wasn't even there. Type shit. Like, this nigga was really going and acting gung-ho like he was supremely innocent for the past 2 years, you know, assaulting people, putting out records, you know, discrediting Megan's name and all of that shit. I would have just been shutting the fuck up and putting out music, but I am not this nigga. Moving on. You fake ass Negroes, I'm fake caring about y'all this year. You stale crack of fake ass Negroes. I don't see none of you Negroes celebrating Kwanzaa no more. Y'all really killed me to death, son. I knew you coonsters was just celebrating Kwanzaa because of quarantine and COVID and not having shit else to do. Want to go to Kwanzaa crawl and shit with a dashiki on, and now y'all done forgot already. Shame on you niggas. In the words of the Honorable Dr. Umar Johnson. 50 Lashes. 50 Lashes. Bring back the whipping post. We're going to bring back the whipping post from slavery to give 50 lashes to each and every one of you fake-ass Negroes who wanted to go get drunk on Kwanzaa Crawl and ain't said Habari Gani to me once yet this year. Shame on you. 50 lashes. Go suck your mother. All right. I'm getting cotton mouth. So let's get back into the music. Let's jump into this right now. Hold on. Last week's Fresh Batch Fridays contest winner. I'm going to spin that. Last week's Fresh Batch Fridays contest winner. The song that was most requested, most fucked with, most funky and smooth song. That's going to stay funky and smooth in rotation for y'all again this week. See how I did that? Pickup Sticks, baby. That's a pick and roll. This was Daul featuring Charlie Taft. With In Touch. I think this is a Midas Hutch. One of Midas Hutch's records. Shout out to Midas Hutch. So this is our Fresh Batch Fridays contest winner. Yep, Daul featuring Charlie Taft with In Touch. And we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Alright, y'all, we are back. It's your boy Cass. You tuned in to the Fresh Batch Stereo Podcast, and just now, that was the Fresh Batch Fridays contest winner. That was Dao featuring Charlie Taft with In Touch, one of the Midas Hutch joints. Remember, hit me in the DMs, hit me on the comments, rate, review, all that good shit. Let me know what song you fucking with off the episode, and that's the song we're gonna spin back and keep funky, smooth, and rotation again for y'all next week, like we've been doing since 2019 and beyond. Got some more shit we're gonna talk about later on in the show, man. We got some sick fucks dialed up for y'all. We got the year in review for music, in my point of view. And I did mention that I was going to tell y'all something about the end of the show later on. So, you know how we usually do the fresh beat of the day. I got something a little special, a little New Year's Eve special. My boy Bonafide Beats from Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Bonafide Beats. Produced my first mixtape way back in the day when your boy was rapping by the name of Dizzy Van Winkle. But that's neither here nor there. So we're going to spin a little remix record at the end of Local Love. We got a good one dialed up for y'all on Local Love this week as well. But let's talk about that later on in the show. Stay tuned for all of that, man. We got Sick Fucks and all that other good shit with the music. But right now, let's get back into the music. Second half of today's show, man. Let's get into it, man. This is an oldie but goodie. This is a favorite. This is one of my favorites right here. This right here is a Terracotta. Back with Midas Hutch again. We got Terracotta and Midas Hutch with the remix of Georgia Smith and Burna Boy's Be Honest. So we're going to get into that right now. We'll be back after this.
I know you want me. Every day I told you that you want me. You think you know me, but you don't even know nothing about me. You see my thick thighs, lost when you look into my brown eyes. You see my lips always commit you, switch sides. You never know the devil in a disguise. So why don't you stand up, baby, and tell me, do you want me on top? So let me show you, I don't need to back it up. Don't wanna hold you more, just split you in half with my heart. I just wanna love on you, trust in you, honor you. Please do the same on your part. Be honest.
Be honest, you are there. I can be to my conscience.
Green light, on time, green light, go time. Tried to put an octagon on me, I ain't got no off button, I'm too green, green. I got a yellow bone jumping in my blue jeans, hugging on my greens. Green light, go time. Green light, go time. Green light, you can't put no octagon on me, I ain't got no off button, I'm too green.
Me. Gotta look up when you look for me. Hop in the spaceship and skirt, yeah. LAPD dreamer booking me, nigga, I'm booking it. Green light like John and Dre. No time to contemplate. Smell the paper like a mile away. Call it Benjamin, I'm on the way. All clean, no Chris. All green, OG. No sticks, no sins. I might OD. Move opposite it slowly. I don't believe in a limit. They shot a bullet and I bit it. They tried to put an octagon on me. I ain't got no R button, I'm too green. Give a yellow bone a blue bill for a surface. Gotta break him down with greens. Green light, go time. Green light, go time. Go time. You can't put no octagon on me. I'm already.
Okay, I'm new to this, I'm a fugitive from my old life. Since the uterus, I've been mutinous, I'm the no type. Only pseudonyms from my hooligans, we got so tight. I don't cherry pick my passes, we got very different actions. Don't you understand, I'm sitting on a gold mine. In the mirror, you can't lean against the cold sign. I be hustling all day, I got no time. If you don't, you moving backwards, don't get stuck in geriatrics. Put an octagon on me, I ain't got no off button, I'm too green.
Green, oh, oh,
I got a yellow bone jumping in my blue jeans, hugging on my greens. Green light, go time. Green light, go time. Green light, you can't put no octagon on me, I ain't got no off button, I'm too green.
Green light, it's go time. Green light, go time. Green light, go time. Green.
She said I ain't choosing, but bitch, I ain't losing. Ay.
Bitch, I want my candy cane. Bitch, I want my ice cream. Bitch, I wanted you today.
Say more and more.
And I can't keep up with you, cause you always run my brain. Why do you keep
calling me, man?
And you always run me dry, but you always call back.
Cause your friends just say, dry. And you slip on my mind.
Say,
racing all the time.
Say,
racing all the time. Racing all the time. She got me. Bitch, I'm here now.
Say,
one of your fears now.
Yeah,
racing a Tina.
She ordered me like that.
I said, hold on to that. I don't worry about no facts.
Straight.
That's facts.
No fame and a trip in the wheel
with my friends. I know. And she ships up on a boat. And I told her that I'm bored.
And I know that I ain't tripping, slipping.
So, I'm gonna give you an iced tea. Alright. If you wanna call my phone, then say less. I'ma give you no miss. All bet, my bet, get bone. Juicy bae,
hey.
And I think she likes me. Gotta call her back.
Say,
blow it, blow it. Gotta call her back. Cause I think she likes me. Gotta phone her back.
Bitch, I want my candy cane. Bitch, I want my ice cream. Bitch, I wanted you today.
Say more and more.
And I can't keep loving you, cause you always run my brain.
the time.
Hey.
Racing all the time, racing all the time. She got me like, ooh, juicy baby.
Say.
You're so fine, pretty thing that you're mine. I was fucking on your best friend, told her that yesterday.
Yeah.
Told her I didn't really love her, cause she wasn't cute anyways. Drove off in a rescue.
Cute.
Then I went tip two.
Hey.
Triple coming in the car, she called, she ready. For a mister, I won't miss her, I won't kiss her. I drove around in the town and I missed her. I drove around in a ditch and I ditched her, man. Juicy babe,
hey.
And I think she likes me. Gotta call her back,
hey.
Blowing, blowing. Gotta call her back, cause I think she likes me. Gotta phone her back,
hey, 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 hey.
Did you want my candy cane? Did you want my ice cream? Bitch, I wanted you today.
Say
more and more. And I can't keep loving you, cause you always run my brain. Why do you keep calling me? Calling me, baby, baby. And you always run me dry, but you always call back.
Cause your friends try, say, try, try.
And you slip on my mind.
Hey.
Racing all the time,
say,
racing all the time, racing all the time.
All right, y'all, we back. It's your boy, Cass. You're tuned in to the Fresh Batch Stereo Podcast, and just now you heard the second half of today's show with the Midas Touch Terracora remix to Georgia Smith and Burna Boy's Be Honest. You had Green Light by Kay Franklin and Candy Cane by Callis Way. Now, let's turn our attentions right about now. This is part of the show. We turn our attentions to the sick fucks of the week, man. I seen a TikTok video. Apparently, some guy's crazy ex-girlfriend. Well, not ex-girl. Well, ex-girlfriend now. But some guy's crazy-ass girlfriend decided to mace his entire family after finding out that they all knew that he was cheating on her. Yeah, the balls on this broad. The video is of the sister with snot and tears and shit all coming down her face. Fucking disgusting. I'm not even gonna hold you. And that's how I know that she has some balls on her, because buddy got a sister. And she at the dinner table with him. So that means that she's solo dolo. This is a one girl mission. Shorty maced her mans, the sister, pops, grandma, moms. This bitch is nuts. Alright? She must be pretty fucking good with that mace, because I don't know. Ain't no way you macing everybody in the house and making it out without catching a couple haymakers, you know what I'm saying? Like, by the time you mace one person, but I know that mace be going around. It go everywhere pretty fast. She's crazy as hell. What the fuck? Even with my eyes burning, you know what I'm saying? Give her a little 1-2 punch in the titty or something. I don't know how she really got out there scot-free, because she was making a video and snot was coming down her nose. The nasty ass snot and boogers coming out her nose and the tears and all of that shit. And it looked like she was a complete victim. She didn't get no lick back. All right. So what the fuck is going on here? Of course, the fam knew. They ain't worried about your little fast ass. You just another one of his girls that he be getting with. They ain't paying you no never mind. But oh, it's on now. I hope the fam goes DEFCON 3 on your ass. You psycho hoe. Hold on, let me get some water, please. The cotton mouth. And the weed was stinging me in the throat a little bit. Moving on. Some sick fuck. I don't even know where this is. This nigga Indian, though. Let me tell you something. Them Indian niggas are some of the sickest, nastiest fucks this world has ever seen, okay? Oh, man, my eyes itching. Hold on. Jesus. Back to these Indian niggas. Yeah, man, them Indian niggas is nasty. I should know. I was once in an industry that took me around the way. And when you go around the way, you run into some real sketchy motherfuckers, some bona fide sick fucks. And it just so happens that 8 times out of 10, in my experience at least, I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? In my experience, it be some Indian ass motherfucker or some type of brown, you know, Arab ass nigga. And I'm not being racist. I'm just telling you what the fuck I've seen. So, I say all that to say this. A sick fucking nasty bastard was seen in a store. Again, I don't know where this is. He was seen in a store where a woman was standing at the counter being serviced. Man stood behind her a couple feet back, a couple steps back, and started whacking his little mole. This motherfucker. In broad daylight at that. And he's caught in 4K right on the CCTV in the lobby of this building, this little waiting area of this building, of this store. This sick fuck just going at it with his little pea-sized, crusted over snail of a dick just going to fucking town. He's looking around and shit, making sure this the coast is clear. Must have been as silent as a motherfucking ninja, because this guy was sitting there going crazy, and shorty had no idea what was going on behind her. So after about 30, 40 seconds or whatever, the whole video is like a minute and 16 seconds. So after about 30, 40 seconds or whatever, this nigga decides to blow his nasty, stinking cottage cheese nut on her leg and dipped out there before she could even react. Like, whew, and got on his bike and dipped. This nigga, fuck jail. Find that nigga first, cut his dick off, rip his fucking fingernails out his fingers, take a wire hanger, put it on the stove, get it real hot, stick it in his ass, all that Method Man shit. This nigga needs to go. Imagine if that was your sister, your niece, your auntie, your cousin, your mama, your daughter, nigga. Yo, fucking find him and kill him. That's disgusting, bro. I don't like that shit. He's a sick fuck. Lock him up. Lock him up and do all that shit to him. All right, man. Before I get too upset, let's get back into the music, man. Right now, let's do a Fresh Batch Rewind. I know we're doing a bunch of songs that are older than the Fresh Batch, but I even got one up my sleeve. A nice little throwback. Oldie, but goodie, man. You're going to love this one. I don't remember. I think this is a Ravina remix, but I'm going to give this to y'all the way they gave it to me on Spotify and on YouTube. So this is Someone That You Love by Yandy. This is the Fresh Batch Fridays, Fresh Batch Rewind, and we'll be right back after this.
I've been waiting, won't give up on you.
Okay. We are back. It's your boy Cats. You're tuned in to the Fresh Batch Stereo Podcast, brought to you by VTS Radio. And just now you heard the Fresh Batch Rewind. Like I said, I think that's a Ravina remix, but that's Yandy. It goes by Yandy. Search that remix right there as Yandy with Someone That You Love. And let's do the year in review right now. Let me give you my year in review of this music shit, man. 2022 was so good to us with the music this year. I couldn't get to all of it, of course. I don't listen to too much music, but I did listen to some very good music, man. First and foremost, man, Pusha T got the album of the year, man. I'm not trying to hear nothing else. I'm not trying to hear nothing of it. It's Almost Dry is the best rap album that came out this year. It was like Blueprint for Pusha T, in the sense that he had Kanye and Pharrell just going at it. And if you ask me 10 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you that Pharrell had Kanye in a motherfucking noogie the whole album. Not to say that Kanye have no good beats. Of course he has some good beats. That's Kanye West. But Pharrell had that nigga in a noogie. All right. Beyonce got the album of the year. I'm not trying to hear that Taylor Swift shit neither, man. I'm not trying to hear that Taylor Swift shit or no Adele shit. I don't know if Adele had an album this year, but I'm not hearing none of it. Beyonce album. Beyonce still got songs that's creeping in her top 10 all time type shit. So stop playing with that woman. You feel me? SZA, SOS. That album was so goddamn good. Yeah, fuck with SZA's album. So worth the wait. Very, very good. I love how it was constructed. This girl's crazy, man. The up and down tempo. Each song had an up tempo, down tempo. And, you know, just the range of emotions, you know, dealing with the breakup and, you know, being crazy over your ex and all that shit, man. I applaud her. I need to listen to Ari Lennox's album so that I could really compare who got the best R&B album out of the two this year. But I heard some of the songs off of Ari. I just got to hear that shit in totality, you know, in its cohesive order, you know, the way it's supposed to be played, so I could give my real opinion. Herbert, that nigga Ab Soul dropped that album. That's very reminiscent of back in the day TDE shit, man. I'm glad to be able to hear it. I'm glad to be able to come here and talk about it. I love that album. Nas, King Disease 3. Sheesh. King's Disease 1, 2, 3, and Magic. Nas and Hit-Boy really are the new Michael and Quincy. When the first time I heard King's Disease 3, I was really saying to myself, Jay gotta drop an album because he's really smoking. This nigga's really getting smoked. You know what I'm saying? Nas is really smoking Jay-Z right now. And has been for the past couple of years. I'm not trying to hear about no verse on no damn DJ Khaled song, because King's Disease 1 and 2 and Magic and King's Disease 3 is better than 444. And I'm a Jay-Z fan, so it is what it is. Honorable mentions go to West Side Gun's album, go to Tenor Talk 4, Benny the Butcher. Honorable mention going to Joey Badass. Honorable mention going to The Game. Honorable mention going to Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg dropped like 3 albums this year. He had the Def Row album, he had the Def Jam album. And then he had also Mount Westmore. So shout out to Snoop Dogg. Damn, it's such a great year for music this year, man. Who else dropped, man? I'm really like excited to keep talking about this. Who else dropped music this year that I'm missing right now? You know, we did get a glimpse of Rihanna on the Black Panther 2 soundtrack. I don't really care for that song too much or whatever. But we'll see if she gives us some new music in the new year, because she's going to be performing at the Super Bowl. I'm trying to see if there's anybody that I'm missing or forgot about who dropped music this year. Oh, of course, we had Unkin Few. Rest in peace, Takeoff. Rest in peace, Rocket Man. We had Unkin Few, built for Infinity Links. They definitely dropped this year. Uzi dropped some music, but he ain't got no album. Oh, Drake dropped 2 albums this year. Future dropped the album. Her Loss is tough. Her Loss, Future, not Future, Drake and 21 Savage. That album is tough. God damn, so much good music. Who else dropped this shit? Kendrick Lamar dropped this year. Holy shit. Look at all the damn albums I named before I named Kendrick Lamar's album. I didn't really listen to it like that. Didn't tickle my fancy. But there's some good songs on there, of course. And it's Kendrick Lamar. He's never not going to be Kendrick Lamar. So shout outs to the whole TDE, former members of the TDE, and all of that good shit, man. That is my ear in review for music, because I'm not going to just rack my brain and just be like, all day thinking about who else dropped great music. Come on, one more. I think Mary J. Blige album dropped this year too, man. God damn. All right, that's it. I'm done. Let's wind down the show, man. Happy New Year's, man. Like I said before, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Habari Gani. Festivus for the rest of us. Happy Festivus, man. Happy New Year. I'm happy to be back with y'all on the microphone for another Fresh Batch Sunday. I've told you we'll be climbing the ladder to Fresh Batch Fridays. Stay with me. I'm staying with y'all. Shout outs to my family, man. Shout outs to all the good guys at VTS. Shout outs to the good guys up here at Dean Street. Shout outs to all my people back in the Rock. This has been another edition of the Fresh Batch Stereo Podcast. We still warming up season 3. Amen. We still warming up season 3. Get ready for the real season 3 premiere coming soon. But like I said earlier in the show, we do got something a little bit different, man. So we're going to close y'all a lot like we always do, a little bit different today, though. Happy New Year's. With Local Love. And then we're going to go into the Fresh Beat of the Day, which is a remix. So with no further ado, man, sayonara, good night. Goodbye, go be with your peoples. I hope you're not working today. I hope you're not working today. I know it's a Sunday and it's New Year, so peace to you if you is working, because I want to go to brunch, actually. So holla at y'all next week. This is Samad Savage featuring Prince Wiser with the East Coast Finest Cypher. And then right after that, we're going into Griselda, Dr. Birds, the Bonafide Beats Remix. For the Fresh Beat of the Day. Laters.
But let's do it like if you was in the 90s. Can we do it like you in the 90s, Simon? Yeah. Talk to him.
King of New York, but I don't need pork. I promise you ain't big as you thought. I got bigger thoughts. Yo, the energy with the force. I'm about to get nerd the way I twist words and contort. What you never heard, ready, set, on your mark. The greatest from Jersey. I'm dope. Fuck y'all like I got caught flipping a bird. They gon' break fast, I guess they all sipping the syrup. Raise hell till they get along. Beep, infinite curse for trying to get a cut and censoring words. Can't get on my level, you'd be lucky just to get on my nerves. The difference between us is you ain't really got it in you to learn. I'm top tier, I got bigger concerns. It's Prince Wiser, the Bronx finest. No coast. And in due time, and I give you that new shit. That's road tie, and I've been biased.
These niggas must be in rim, cause they been tired of me being all in the mix like a stem filer. Try to flag me, cause they rad, I'm a star like I'm in China. I've been fired, suck my dick while I flick lighters. I'm inside of the vagina of this life, cause like a bitch, I'ma give it a Prince Wiser.
It's arm, leg, leg, arm, head, the most higher. I'm the one, stop bullets from guns, the most sire. You lack logic, you retired and turn crier. Niggas bitch made, 6'9 page, turn choir. I've been an old timer, I've been a go rhymer. I've been a top fiver, you can book me on Fiverr. A G for 16, you can have that on wire. Wiser outlap y'all in any y'all ciphers. Niggas move stationary like the Peloton bikers.
So fly that I flew, man, you better call Pfizer. You need all the shots you can take before I get my chance. With my drop, it's easy to body, that's not an ambulance. I'm really gonna slide from my side, but it's not the hammer dance. Man, I'm Armstrong when I ride, but I'm not a fan of Lance. Who would've thought they pair us like we got a plan for France? And like I trash my pants, I'm never slacking. Black on clothes, I don't care about your fads and fashion. I bag the cool cars with the trap art hat just to match it. I'm thinking out the box, it don't matter how much the cash is. I mold the game like Clay the second I grabbed it.
These rappers just ratchet, don't really possess the ratchet. Are they working for the fans, they really inspect the gadget. With or without glasses, you couldn't inspect the passion. We posted on the gram, couldn't really reject the captions. We living off the lamb, you couldn't really take action. Fuck a Uncle Sam, word to my boy Duran. I'm trying to give the game COVID, you better avoid the hands. I pray this rap shit get to take me to foreign lands. Want my girl with me, guess you can say that I'm bored the sand. Wise in demand, niggas gotta pay up. I'm on my way up, you working, better get your weight up. I'll get for later, stop talking about them hoes you made up.
If it's money, cash, clothes, then I know that you suck. I'll be the biggest rapper that you eventually get the mimic after. The wizard master, niggas couldn't get business after. Voldemort your kids, I promise to leave a witness after. Rappers piss me off, they working to make the shitless after.
Like a chick with pastas, you don't want none, son. Me and Prince will go tit for tat. I say it with my chest after I ink it like tit for tat. The fade low cut, I must address it, I'm giving back. My girl heard your shit and was like, child, it's giving whack. You thought you ate two circles when it's attached. I'm murdering with the bars, I'm taking it to the max. To make it apparent, I'm occasionally whooping ass. It ain't safe for you little brats, let me give you a tip. You can stop with the crooked cap, cause I smack the fire out your ass. Wanna book a match? I beat you on your own song, then do a hook for that. And I'll produce a track, so you can get beat twice. Everything for sale, but the talk at a cheap price. So just leave by, like conversion therapy, that don't seem right. If you don't love all, do you really believe Christ?
If they really believed it, then they follow the teachings. They missing the practice of the word and the speaking.
Shit, no matter the reason, I'm not concerned with they demons. If they did some more reading, we can come to agreements. But instead we beefing.
Release them, Samad, I guarantee that it's needed. They can't be allowed to be part of the sequence. Hip-hop is stronger together just as long as we breathing.
Oh, pardon, I'm scheming. The coast is so departed, uneven. Okay. Alarming how we've been divided. It's all part of the reason that Jigga and Nas wasn't seeing eye to eye.
They was tweaking, we lit up the beacon. It's time to out-inherit a genius. It's finally received by the masses, ain't no therapist needed.
Well, where do we begin?
The boroughs gotta be on their leader. We need to believe in the artist that can be a receiver.
If Queens could work with Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, and pizza, plant bread, tomato, and cheeses, then everybody get a slice. But when they come to Jersey, just share the light. We could do gigs together and give them a terabyte. Philly, Boston, and Maryland, we all gotta share with them. There is no state of the coast. If every state of the coast could work together, I promise there's no comparisons. Prince Wiser, you think that I made it clear to them?
Well, I gotta say yeah to them. And if you fail a plan and you plan to fail, it's embarrassing.
What a way to rail it in.
Screw with it. DJ, this is some player shit right here.
Hey, yo.
Don't worry about me. We got cocaine and coffee.
Hey, yo. I'm busy at the tour, man. It's a lot. Been taking three flavors. Shoot the nigga now. We speak later. All the way we got the Mac with me. Here behind the Warhol. Get the burnt door. Shut up the whole store. Cherry 57 in the back. No lessons. Crack it, crying. If you ready in a second. 40 chains on the halo. I'm a god, nigga, fear a god. Jogging, rocking, nigga, I don't need a jog. Hanging out the wax, song room. Pick the nigga off. Meal with the chill bezel. All my phones ready, make you feel special. Banana pill, AK, I'm looking real extra. With the top keys, I'm on the green Teslas. Right, brick on my brick. Ayo, hey, I'm Mary still with cash. I'm in the fashion district. Shoot your mama house before we have to pick it. All my niggas killing, all my niggas killing. The niggas try to test me, now the niggas missing. Milk quarters is still awesome. Water whip coke, I still force it. Rosé, I force it.
I just can't seem to understand.
Tell Virgil to right, brick on my brick.
Look, low bro, he let off his 30. He ain't even French. Caught the body dip to the A, nobody seen him since. 560 pins and I ain't need the tents. My weak ascent cost more than your mama need for rent. That's just for one sip, the drum rip, leave you wince. Hide the body for a week and it's gon' leave a stench. Rappers come to my city, they gon' need consent. Cause we already know you pussy, nigga, we convinced. I told Virgil, right brick on my brick. The nicest with this shit ain't right this, I just spit. White bitch on my dick, this ice drip on my fist. No shoe deal, but look at all this Nike shit that I get. On Doe Street, this white shit that I pick. 2 in the morning on the corner, night shit with my blick. No soda in this off-white shit that I whip. I'm rich, put all this off-white shit on my bitch. So if you smoke, we ain't even asking. We just pulling up and somebody gon' see a casket. Hauling Ash and Benny like James Worthy, Kareem and Magic. Every time Griselda drop the shit, it'll be a class.
I gave cocaine to users, and OKs to shooters. Cocky, finish Versace with the stone-faced producers. Sopranos and Maggianos, we got gold-plated rumors. This pistol will backflip you and blow your whole frame to poodle. Got our lives on this, can you chill? Eating with snitch, probably getting killed. Trust me, hey, family had a Henry Hill. And every man don't got a finish skill. And you this dope, and take these 50 mil just to sit me still. 10 on my whip. White bitch on my dick. Red whips when I whip. That white brick on my brick. One way Margiela. That tight shit on my bitch. Butterflies and spikes. That tight shit on my kicks. These rappers wanna be trendy. They hoes wanna be friendly. But never. She went forever 20 more like it's Fendi. I told that bitch it's Givenchy. She pronounced it Givenchy. She wanna fuck me and run through all my accounts till they empty. What was she gonna do? I'm still thinking militant. Old paraphernalia laying around. I got rid of it. I settled all my differences. I really had a chicken with a tree stink like I stepped on it with a Timberland.